Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Your password for Beat the Bank.
Extreme. Extreme.
Coming up here in about 10 minutes. So don't you worry. You'll have it. Make sure you write it down because you'll need it to go inside one of our vaults. Big Al and I wanted to sing yesterday, actually.
We did. At dinner, we saw a band. I don't know if it's a band or a group, whatever.
There was a guy playing guitar and a singer.
A duo.
Yeah.
And we figured we would just go ahead and take that opportunity to go ahead and, you know.
When they took a break, hey, can we use your guitar and your microphone?
Bless them with a little Don Cheadle's while we were here. They got the stage all set up.
But musicians don't like competition, I don't think. You know, because I was getting the vibe that if we asked, it would not
They had a good vibe going.
They had a good vibe. They had a lot of fans. They had a lot of people that came out to watch them.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would have been
it was for the best. Y'all didn't mess
that up. So we passed on that opportunity.
Thank you.
I felt like we were on a good one, and I think we would have done just fine with our performance of Buy Me a Boat.
We would have been fine.
Just one little song?
Yeah, we would have been fine. But, you know, let them have their glory.
Yeah.
We've got hours.
I feel like we do need to perform since we're at the Hard Rock Hotel. These rock stars are supposed to be performing.
Yeah. And then maybe they can put our jacket up in the little showcase.
Did you bring your equipment?
They have them here.
I always have my equipment, Jenna.
Yeah, I was just singing. But they have the equipment out there. I just feel weird asking somebody to touch their guitar. It's a very intimate thing, you know.
Is.
That's
but
your baby.
We started out the day yesterday at this brewery.
Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom Brewery.
Yeah.
And, man, it was actually pretty cool. I drank a beer I'd never drank before. It's called Lazy Bone.
Lazy Bone.
Yeah.
Well, it's their beer.
It's their house beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a brewery.
It's a brewery, which means they brew
everything. Well, I know they have their... I'm just saying, I've never had it before.
All right.
And they brought us a flight, and that was pretty cool. And
some food and everything.
Had some food.
Well, I'm glad you bring up that we went to Rock Bottom, because this is where the cop took place.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on?
And this was something that was noticed by Kid Nation members.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, if you want to, you know, if you have a chance and you're already at the office or you're still at the house and you would want to bust out the phone and go through the Instagram story, the Kid Nation
story.
Instagram story, you'll be able to see this picture.
Because curious now, too.
The evidence is out there.
Okay.
And it was pointed out. And I'm going to have to agree. This is a missed opportunity for this cast member, because that chance might be gone, because there was you know, the cornhole game, the beanbags?
Yeah.
Yes.
They had some out there, and we were just throwing them around, just warming up and just having a good time waiting for the bus to show up. And there is a picture of Jenna taking her shot.
Yes. How about that shot?
It was a pretty good shot, because Jenna got it in. I think the third one you got in.
Yeah.
She got a cornhole.
Okay, I'm on that picture right now.
Yeah, so you're looking, right? Everything looks cool. White Cheddar is super into it. He's like, wow, Jenna.
Yeah, yeah. Don's looking at it.
Don's
about
looking.
To go in.
Yeah, but if you look closely, Big Al Mac is not looking at the shot. Big Al Mac is looking at what appears to be the Jenna booty.
Oh, so Al's got cock caught.
Yeah.
I was like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, buddy. Apparently, Big Al still has a little bit of a thing for Jenna, and we know that there has been a flame before in this relationship.
Oh, no. He doesn't have a thing for me. You know, if there's a butt in his view, he's going to be looking at the butt.
But I can read Al's mind.
I even had on pants.
Yeah. Well, those pants were revealing, Jenna.
Well, you did have pants that were kind of see-through.
What?
They were not. They were thick. I had on a bathing suit underneath.
Yeah.
It was a bathing suit.
Yeah, but he said he could see it.
It was like a bathing suit out of pants.
And Al's got the face.
Sweater pants.
Yeah,
I always got the face.
Okay, I see it.
Big Al Mac. Was staring hard.
Are you hear the guy shaming me? It's my fault that you're looking at my butt because of my pants.
Yes. No shame.
Yes.
No shame in your game, Jenna.
No shame.
They continue to do the close-up of your face. That's funny. Y'all need to go see that. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Kid Nation's Instagram Live.
Man.
Before it disappears.
But it's too late now, Al, because Jenna's got Juan Snow.
I do.
Now
Mrs. Chance.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
How's everything going? Are y'all missing one another? Are you
Very
texting
much.
All day and all night?
Well, it's annoying to say we haven't spent a day apart since we started dating until this trip.
I remember those days.
He's going to pick me up today, though, so
we're
good.
Are you yearning to see him again? Are you guys FaceTiming all the time?
No, I think he wants to FaceTime more than me. We've been busy. And truthfully, I've been... Well, it's also annoying to say. I've had a lot of anxiety following our flight, and I know people that aren't scared don't care. And some people have written me very kind messages like, suck it up, Jenna, because that's a nice thing to hear. But, you know, yeah, I've truthfully just had a really hard time. So that's why I bailed, you know, at the end of the day yesterday after some of the activities. I physically have felt, like, pain from the day.
Really?
I don't know how to describe it. Like, I felt physically exhausted.
Like, almost like post-traumatic stress,
when,
almost?
Yes, I think when you have anxiety at that level, and then with me and my fear, I don't know, I couldn't explain it yesterday. I could barely keep my eyes open all day. I felt so physically and emotionally tired that the second my head hit the pillow, I fell asleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess if you don't know what Jenna's going through, it's tough for you to realize
that. It's a big deal for a lot of you, and I understand that. It's an irrational fear, you know? Like I'm not scared with certain things people are scared of,
I'm terrified of heights.
Nothing else bothers me except that. So, it was just, it's been difficult for me. I'm truthfully terrified to fly home today, but I'm going to suck it up.
Yeah, it sucks that you have to get right back on a plane, and then you're going to be doing it quite a bit because you have a lot of bachelorette parties.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm probably going to have to go to therapy, to be totally honest. That's what I just said to boyfriend last night, but
you,
no
you
shame.
You need to get a train.
A train? I need a train.
You need a train.
Like the train we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to a cool museum.
I didn't know that I would enjoy a museum as much as I enjoyed a museum yesterday. Museum of Arts and Sciences.
Yeah.
Here in Daytona. And Science and Arts.
One science and MOAS.
Yes.
Yeah, MOAS.
It was fascinating. We saw the first Coke bottle ever made.
I put it on my Instagram story. Only two of these exist in the world.
In the world.
It's Smithsonian Affiliated Museum of Arts and Sciences.
Yes.
This family got rich.
The
because
Root family.
The Root family got rich because they created the Coca-Cola bottle.
Yeah, it was
bottle.
A contest bottle, to see who could create a bottle that if you went into a refrigerator, you had your eyes closed, you could feel the bottle and say, that's a bottle of Coke. That's what they were going for. And they won this contest. And based on some really smart business moves with the Coca-Cola company and distributing and all that.
Yeah, they owned a third of the distribution of Coca-Cola.
When our tour guide told
Cha-ching.
Us that when they finally sold, you know, you equate it to modern day money, it was over $1 billion.
Like 1 point something billion dollars.
Yeah. And this family, going back to what we were saying about the train car, they were so rich, they just buy stuff. And they had this is in the early days of aviation, and they had two family members die in plane crashes, so they made a family rule, nobody else flies.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought a train car and converted it into a little house on wheels. So when anybody in the family needed to move across the country or relocate, they would hook it up to another train and just, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's in this museum.
So cool.
I was looking at that train like, I like this.
Yeah.
I want to take this
home.
I want
one of these,
I was just thinking how boring it was back then. There were no TVs on those trains. They just have to go around.
I bet everyone was very intellectually stimulated.
They played games. Yeah.
They played cards. Yeah, they actually got to know each other. Our tour guide said something that was, that he said that normally if people collected all these things, they would be called hoarders. But since they're rich, they're called collectors. They collected cars. They collected trains. They collected
drugstores.
They had a drugstore.
Well, because Coke used to have drugs in it. Coca-Cola. Yeah, so that kind of spawned that.
So they bought a drugstore and they in another state, and they gutted it and brought all the counter, the
everything.
Everything,
the
and they brought it back
to
a warehouse, and now it's now in this museum. We could go on and on about this museum.
It's
people
really
are like,
cool.
Museums are boring. No, they're not.
This one wasn't boring.
It was really good.
Yeah, man.
So if you're at Daytona Beach, we highly recommend you check it out.
It made me want to open a museum because I have a whole bunch of stuff in storage. So
please open a museum.
Nobody wants to see that crap. you ain't rich, so your stuff is crap.
Should we do a museum? Like, we bring in the stuff that we've been collecting and we start a museum right there on the canal side one day? It's mostly going to be Big Al stuff.
This is the thing. Then somebody's got to take it back. And
that's
getting the stuff down there, down those stairs and all that crap.
Look, my wife throws everything away, so it's mostly going to be your stuff.
Yeah,
so I'm not worried about
this. Yeah, I'm slightly more minimalist myself.
Yeah,
I don't got that much stuff.
Right.
But it is time for your password, Kid Nation. Are you ready? Write this down, because Beat the Bank
Extreme
has your shot at $10,000 this morning. And you can only gain access into the vault if you know this password right here. Bottom.
Bottom?
Yeah. What Big Al was staring at.
Yep.
Bottom.
That write is that your down, password. Baton Rouge over there. Make some noise.
Shout out to our Baton Rouge crew out here hanging out, having breakfast, watching the show this morning.
Now.
Yeah,
right?
You guys. Well, not yet, Kelly.
No,
don't call
yet. Never mind.
Don't call yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Don't call yet.
Write down the password bottom. And your chance to play Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up next.
This- This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
You got the password. You just need to give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll go ahead and take caller number 13, Kelly's favorite number.
It is my favorite. And Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. as our mimosas are arriving.
Thank you. With champagne, I'm assuming.
Of course.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Who wants just juice?
No, I do.
This is this is our thing. Our ritual, on the last day, we always do mimosas on the show.
Yep.
And that's when we get loosey-goosey. Ooh. That's when all the real stories come out.
Yep.
That's what's up right there.
A scandal.
We got a little competitive yesterday. We went to an arcade. Or a water park. It's like a water park arcade.
Yeah, it was like a little bit of everything.
Daytona Lagoon, it's what it's called. And it's right down the street from the hotel, which is really cool. A bunch of cool water slides that are brand new.
I hadn't ridden go-karts in a long time. That was actually pretty fun.
I got my butt kicked in go-karts.
I took a little girl out.
I would rephrase that.
There's a little 12 or 13-year-old girl in a go-kart. And we're all in go-karts. They go about the same speed, but it's all about strategy.
No, they don't go the same speed.
They don't go the same speed.
You have to hug.
Definitely don't hug the inside. Yeah.
So this little girl was in my way, and she was taking me outside.
What do you know about driving fast?
You're the slowest driver on the show.
I had
this thing on the floor the whole way. I didn't let up.
This is cool because this is right down Al's alley. It goes about 20 miles an hour.
Perfect.
But when you're on the track, it feels like a lot faster.
Yeah.
Mine felt about 12 miles an hour.
I saw JC in the lead, and then all of a sudden, he kept going back and back. I was like, I bet he's so frustrated with his car.
Jenna was like, did your car progressively get slower? And I was like, I think I was just too heavy for the car.
You run out of gas?
But I did see Al take out that little girl.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I went up under bump draft, and then boom.
Yeah, those kids were panicking, and I went into beast mode or something.
Yeah, you did.
Kelly, you did.
I don't know what happened.
I was in your dust.
Yeah, you missed Al taking her out because you passed us up like boom.
Yeah.
And you came out of nowhere, Kelly.
I was really excited.
The whole time.
And then these kids started, they all panicked, and the kids at the end are panicking, and the engineer Don whips around me and ends up beating me. I won't let him forget that.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have my moment. I was finally going to win a race.
You were definitely beast mode out there. When Al took the little girl out, did you hear what she said?
No.
Why'd you do that?
Aww.
I was like, hey, you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, I was like,
it's life lessons, honey.
It is. You learn the most in a loss.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm trying to teach her about life.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenna won the they had this cool four-way air hockey.
Oh, got intense.
I think I broke my pinky.
Yeah, we collided because JC and I were next to each other.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
My pinky hurt when I collided with the Big Al, and then I collided really hard with Jenna. And then we spent most of our time trying to win a unicorn. Man, those claw machines are tough.
Wow.
There's got to be a pro claw player.
So frustrating.
I want to get it.
We were lucky that we got an employee card to play some of the games, which was cool. If it had been real money, how much do you think y'all would have spent trying to get a stuffed animal?
At least how much was it per play?
I would say $150.
Minimum.
Because that thing had to be an expensive claw machine. It was the oversized.
Yeah.
The unicorn was the size of a small puppy, about the size of Curtis.
And it's like, you got this.
Yeah.
In your head, you're going like, I got this.
Easy.
But you don't got this.
No. I wanted to do like those little kids. You saw on the video and just sneak up in there. Just go up in the claw machine.
Yeah.
And get my own doggone stuffed down.
Because then Jenna stood next to the machine and then she gave us the puppy dog eyes. It goes, guys, win me the pug.
Okay, I did that from the jump. And
I know.
Then after you guys took about three tries, I was like, all right, I'll meet y'all up front when you're done.
Right. Well, we had the challenge was issued. And then we moved from the pug to a unicorn because the pug was buried. So we stood there about, 35 minutes?
Yeah, forever. You guys kept trying.
And it's cool because a big crowd builds up around you, so you start feeling like
the anticipation.
The anticipation's happening.
Pressure.
Yeah.
And then nobody won.
Nothing. So we're pleased to announce, that we won nothing.
No.
So if you ever come to Daytona Beach, go to Daytona Lagoon and try to win that unicorn and do it for the Kid Craddock Morning
Show.
Yeah.
Do it for the show.
Do it for us.
From the text, you guys need to go check it out on YouTube. There are pro claw machine players. It's crazy. I wonder if they get banned, like the really good pro card players in Vegas get banned from the casinos.
Right.
I don't think it's the same thing.
No, yeah. There's
the value of winning cards in a casino in Vegas, if you know what you're doing, is far more than a stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then we came back here and rented our bikes.
Yeah, from the text.
Yes.
Hey, are you guys going to talk about the picture of the girl in the thong, 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 thong with Big Al Mac on the bike at the back? Oh, yeah, we posted that.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, from Kid Nation Instagram. We got a little PG-13.
Got it.
Yeah, and we were just riding our electric bikes down the beach, and I saw a group of girls, and so I pulled up, like, you know, hey, what's up? Hey, you want to ride? And one goes, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. And so she gets on the back of the three-wheel bike that I'm riding, and I'm just trucking on down the street. And apparently, her thong got lost, or part of it did, because it was...
It was a wedgie. that's what happens.
Typically what thongs
that's what
are.
It is.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to make sure there's no tan lines.
Yeah.
You guys didn't exchange numbers or anything. You just dropped her back off and left her there.
Yeah.
You got a little sugar at the end. That's all that.
I don't even know her name.
Wait, what kind of sugar? Like, you got a...
That photo's so funny to me, because right beneath her butt in that photo, it says, rent me. on the bike.
Rent me.
But those bikes are cool and available for rent.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool. They don't come with women.
No, they don't.
I was trying to go to a fraternity party I saw down the road over there, but nobody wanted to get off the bikes.
It was so fun, man.
You are so 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
I was like, because at that time, Kelly and Al had left me, and I was going with engineer Don and Russ. And, you know, Russ looks like he could be in college. He's little. And
Russ is like, thank you.
And I was like, let's go into the fraternity party. They're right there on the beach having a good time. There's music. There's some dancing.
All said no?
They didn't say, Don and Russ said no, yeah. It was mostly dudes, too, so I think we would have been very welcome.
Cake's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that dudes are very welcome at frat
Of other dudes.
Not true.
Yeah. Well, what you're supposed to do when you see that is like,
you needed to bring Kelly or I.
Yeah, you need a chick, man.
I don't think I would have the same effect.
Do you want to go back? I'm sure they're going to be still partying today.
Sure.
We can catch a party before we get
before
in
before our flight.
And Jenna, you were taking a nap.
Yeah, I did. I missed y'all.
You for sure would have gotten this in, I think, right?
I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just filled with regret.
I regret we didn't get to go to the frat party.
I regret this mimosa sitting here undrunk.
Right?
All right, Big Al, you're right. Don't drink yet, Big Al.
Let's do it.
You got to do it.
What?
Kelly, you can drink.
You
Big
can.
Al.
Thank you.
Big Al's going to be singing for us. Here we
Come
go.
On.
Nothing could go wrong.
No.
That was a perfect day yesterday.
Perfect day. Perfect weather. Perfect day.
Everything was awesome. All right. Let's bring in Tiffany to the show. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Tiffany, what are you up to this morning?
I am stuck in the worst traffic ever, and I'm going to be late to work, and I'm going to be late to bringing the kids to school, but oh, my God.
Aww. Hey, you know what? It's going to be all worth it if you win a bunch of money, right, Tiffany?
There you go.
Yes. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
I've been calling forever.
All what, right, girl.
What do you do for work?
I am a teacher.
Oh. So the kids are just going to be sitting in the classroom, huh?
Hope you're not late.
No, I have first and second period off, so I don't have kids till 9, so
oh, okay.
I'm going to be good on that one.
Do teachers get detention if they're late?
No, but I used to use it as a free pass. Like, if my teacher was late, I would take that as, like, I can be late, and she can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
She was late, too, so we're one for one right there. But Tiffany's going to be okay because she does have that first period off. Now, Tiffany, let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
Bottom.
Password accepted.
All right.
Nice.
Now you're lined up with all the vaults out there. Tiffany, out of all the vaults remaining, which one would you like to go in?
9.
Vault number 9.
Okay.
9 is fine. Okay. Tiffany, here's how the game works. You're going to go in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. The dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there. So it depends on how gutsy you're feeling. Now, your only job, so you'll stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn. This is the pro tip. If you hear any 1,000 increment, you yell stop. It will not go any higher after you hear anything with the word 1,000 in it. You understand?
Yes.
All right, Tiffany, we want you to get as much money as possible because you're already running late and that traffic is horrible.
Yell
and this will make you feel so much better.
Yep.
All right, make sure you just yell stop loud enough for us to hear, okay, Tiffany?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
The three.
60. 90. 170. 220. 350. 440. 450. 480. 550. 700.
Stop.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, Tiffany.
$700.
I am with you on that. Stop right there. I would stop right there as
seven
well.
Seven crisp $100 bills. What are you going to do with that cash?
Oh my goodness, I'm getting married, so a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, congratulations! When's the wedding?
It's June 1st.
Oh wow, it's coming June 1st. It's my mom and dad's anniversary.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go to the wedding out?
Maybe.
Oh, that's her polite way of saying nah. We're good.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Right. I have such a big family. I mean, really.
Well, Tiffany, look, you got $700 to put towards your wedding just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$750.
That was my number.
$830.
Ooh.
$910.
Oh, wow.
Tricky, Vault.
I know. That's
I mean, I got most of it. I'm good.
Yeah, you got most of it, girl.
Yeah, you definitely got most of it right there. Tiffany, $700 for you. Congratulations. Hopefully you get to work pretty soon and drop them kids off at school safely. And hold on for us. We'll get you set up, okay?
Congratulations on the wedding.
There's Tiffany going off with $700. Do you want to play Beat the Bank?
Extreme!
Well, we have another chance for you to play in about 40 minutes. We'll hook you up with another Password Kid Nation. We're live from Daytona Beach out here in Florida. Last day of our vacation. We'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Tiffany, who won $700 out of the possible $910 with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Way to go, Tiff.
Yeah, she's getting married here soon, so she needs that money for the wedding. I got a text here. Hey, is Jenna going to do her dream readings today? Nah, man. Tomorrow.
Come on,
at
fam.
This time.
Yeah.
Jenna needs her office. She needs her stuff. She needs to get into the dreams. Like, she's not going to do it right here while we're doing a workcation.
Send me your dreams.
Yeah, and send your dreams. Go to kidnation.com. We'll also have love letters to Kelly tomorrow as well. So we're going to have a lot of experts on the show. What's that, Cheddar?
You can text the dream stuff.
Oh, you can also text the dream stuff. We like that. The texts are pretty cool. You know, it's 800-543-3548 if you want to text. And I just, before we get into tidbit news, I just found out something. From my favorite artist.
Eminem.
So a beat came on, and it was a da-do-dum.
Here in the lobby of the hotel, yeah.
Da-do-dum. It's a Hi, My Name Is It. My Name Is song.
You're waiting for the song to start.
Yeah, and I started rapping. I'm like, is this just an instrumental version of the song? And then some dude started singing. And I'm like, who is copying my man's song?
So you never knew that it had been sampled.
I had no idea.
It seemed like I had heard it, but
I knew it. I knew it was sampled.
Recesses of my mind.
Yeah, there was. So Kelly busted out her Shazam, and it's from this dude named Lobby Seafray from 1975, British guy.
Isn't that crazy?
It's called I Got The.
Wow.
That's not how it goes. I don't remember the rhythm of his version of the song, but it was definitely not like Eminem's.
Your mind's
What's
blown.
His name again?
Lobby Seafray.
And where are you right now? In the hotel lobby.
Oh. Okay.
Hello.
I just got chills.
Oh. Hello.
Bro. Chills.
Yo, Minnesota guy, you hear that? That's crazy. We got some folks watching the show going, like, who are these bozos over here in the hotel lobby? It just blew my mind. I love finding out stuff. And it wouldn't have happened if we weren't staying at the Hard Rock Hotel Daytona Beach.
Boom.
I'll tell you that right now.
No. Experience. Wide, open, fun.
Yeah. Go ahead and experience it yourself. But. No, that's not what I meant to do. Hold on a second.
Not yet.
I want my tidbit news. There it is.
It's time for tidbit news.
I have a different computer. Don't make fun of me right now.
Well, tidbit does make me feel good.
I know. I do have a good feel good since I've hit it real quick. It's a quick feel good. Because somebody got accepted into our kids' teen trip.
Oh, cool.
And I can't find the text now, so never mind. I'm just screwing myself up. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say it's my Good News Tuesday on Friday. Found out that my brother was accepted to the kids' teen trip. So we will see you guys in June. His name is Nick, and he loves the show.
Awesome.
Way to go, Nick.
Hey, what's up, Nick? So you have fun on the kids' teen trip. But now we will definitely do.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Mimosa hits hard, Jenna. So a report just came out about a guy who went to the hospital in England last September.
Okay.
He was going in to have his bladder checked. but the doctors confused him with another patient.
Oh. Oh, I hate these stories.
Yeah. It's going to hurt all the dudes listening because my dude got circumcised instead.
What?
Say
yeah,
what?
There's no word on whether he's suing, but I'm guessing my dude's going to sue because, ouch.
As an adult.
As a kid, I don't remember it happening.
Right.
But as an adult, I'm sure it's very painful. And I don't know how they messed that up, but yikes. Oh, and speaking of that.
Did you hear another story? Oh, I'm sorry.
What, Big Al? Go ahead.
Plane lands safely at wrong airport in wrong country.
What?
Did you hear me?
How does that happen?
Can we not do these kinds of stories?
Well, they landed safely. They just went to the wrong airport.
But it's like, how is a pilot so confused?
It's like when dad gets lost and you end up in a different city. You know, you try to take
a
shortcut.
It's more the confusion that's concerning.
Yeah.
British Airways flight mistakenly landed, flight from London's city airport to Dusseldorf in Germany. And they were surprised Monday morning when their plane touched down in the Scottish capital, Edinburgh. Due to an incorrectly filed flight plan. So they just put the little numbers in the cockpit, and it directs the plane on where to go.
Autopilot.
And it directed it to the wrong airport. Wrong country.
Interesting.
Wrong country.
Hey, you know what? I'm down.
That's a biggie.
That is a biggie. And, Kelly, you were questioning me on this last week on Friday.
What?
Once again, this year, men are using the NCAA tournament as a chance to get the snip. According to a doctor at the University of Pennsylvania, they have seen a 30% increase in men getting the snip during March Madness just this year alone. So it's even higher than last year.
Because the clinics are offering specials?
Discounts. And said, Buffalo Wild Wings did have that iced up chair.
Was that legit? Was that a spoof?
That was legit. Some of the locations have the ice chair.
Okay. Is anybody actually sitting in it?
It's the jewel stool.
Wouldn't you want to be at home?
It's a jewel stool.
A stool seems like the last thing you'd want to sit on after that procedure.
I'm like, it's a fun marketing bit, but come on.
I would definitely try it.
Okay, so go get it done and go try it.
If Buffalo Wild Wings is willing to give me one for my house. Because I don't.
No, it's supposed to be in there.
In the restaurant.
That's the whole point, to get you to come in and eat wings.
Yeah.
And drink beer.
If there's one near my house, I will go.
I'm sure there is.
They're
everywhere.
The problem is that everybody's going to know, like, oh, that guy got, you know.
That's all right.
Is that embarrassing?
There's nothing embarrassing
about
it.
I don't know. Is it embarrassing? Is it cool?
There's nothing embarrassing about it, I wouldn't think.
I don't think it's shameful.
Women get their tubes tied. Oh, it's so embarrassing. No, it's not.
I'll go ahead and do it then.
There's a lot more embarrassing.
You're going to do it?
Trust me.
Am I going to? Yeah.
The snip?
Oh, yeah. Soon. I don't know when, but yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just get it done? It's not a big deal.
You're so young to do it.
I know, but I'm done. I got two kids. I'm happy. And they're expensive.
You don't trust Kinsey.
What happens on your second marriage?
Whoa!
I love you, Kinsey.
Jenna?
I'm saying what happens.
I have always
we live
said,
so long on what happens.
I always said that I would only get married once.
Yeah.
And so I'm planning on staying in this one forever.
Yeah.
But in case something happens, I think that would be just the one time.
You wouldn't have children down the road.
No, not again. I'd be like, Al. I'd be done.
Done.
You're done, right, Al?
I'm done.
We think Al's done, but we don't know.
I'm
There's
done.
No way Al's done.
I'm done.
There's no. He's probably made one since we've been here.
No
way.
Girl
on a bike yesterday.
It'll be a while.
I think it takes a little bit more than riding a bike.
Yeah. No, but I'm done. I got my two kids. I got my boy and my girl. I'm blessed to have two healthy
there
children.
You go.
And
I'm just teasing you.
If I ever did have more kids, I would adopt.
Yeah.
Like, there you go.
Like a 15-year-old.
I got some eggs.
Yeah.
I don't want your eggs.
Why? They're fresh, healthy, prime, 17. I got 17.
She got some good eggs.
I know she got good eggs. But
there's so many great kids out there that need to be adopted.
Exactly.
You're right, JC.
If I went down that road, I'd adopt.
Fine.
15-year-old, though. Sign them to a 3-year contract.
So different things get people riled up, right? I told you a couple of weeks ago. The cockroach in my Mexican hotel room got me kind of riled up.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday after the show, I got a text message from a number that wasn't stored in my phone. Ooh. And it involved a call to 911, the text message that I got.
Can you read us the text?
Yeah.
Okay.
The text message said, Alyssa, squirrel in a restaurant. I think he came invincible. To do anything, should call 911. Yeah, sometimes people get riled up and they have broken text messages.
Yeah, they're freaking out.
I think he came invincible.
So I started thinking about, who is Alyssa?
Okay.
Yeah.
And why is there an invincible squirrel in my restaurant?
Super squirrel.
So I replied, who is Alyssa?
Uh-huh.
he replied, or the person replied, with the same message. So I don't know if they copy and paste or what. Alyssa, squirrel in a restaurant. I think he came invincible. Do anything, she called 911. So I called.
You called 911?
No. Oh, okay. I called the number because I wanted to see what was up because I was curious. I'm like, what the heck is happening?
And you have a restaurant, so, it's about your business.
Somebody doesn't know my name. I don't know. So I said, hey, what's up? I'm going to say the guy's name because he's probably embarrassed about this. He said, yes. I said, what's up, dude? What's the problem? He said, Al, it's a squirrel in the restaurant. I think he came into Vince. Are you able to do anything? Should I call 911? He had voice texted me,
Al,
and it came out.
Alyssa. Al, listen.
Alyssa, it's a squirrel in the restaurant. I think he came invincible.
So the squirrel came in through the vents?
The squirrel came in the vents. Should I call 911?
Please tell me they didn't call 911 for a freaking squirrel. Alyssa.
Yeah, so you're hiring people that are equally terrified of small animals.
Right. I said, call critter control. Call, you know, animal control. So he
critter
did,
control.
He
just
did.
Get them out on your own.
Yeah, right?
Alyssa.
It's just a squirrel.
Al, it's a squirrel in the restaurant.
Bro,
Alyssa, squirrel in the restaurant. I had no idea what he was
talking
about.
Girls in a sorority house do a better job of getting rid of creatures than you. You should have seen me and my friends with a hockey stick when we had a rat and a bat at one point in our house. We're like, we're ready. We're ready. He's terrified of stuff.
I am.
Are his employees.
But then again, Kelly had a dead squirrel in her house, and she called me.
But that one's dead.
And I got him out.
All you had to do was put a bunch of little nuts on the way out of the restaurant and get him out real quick.
That's what works.
That's what I've been watching on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Lead him out with food.
Yeah, just got to lead him out with food.
Yeah.
Eventually he'll get out.
Kelly saw kind of creepy video this morning.
Which one?
Yeah, you know, I always Yahoo News pops up, and there was a couple. I don't have it in front of me right now. But anyway, this couple set up a nanny cam, a baby cam, in their baby's room.
Yeah,
and they believe they caught a ghost in their baby's room, and
the baby
woke up with three purple scratches down her face. And if you watch the camera, if you go to Yahoo News, it'll probably pop up on the main page and just click on it. You see this foggy apparition walk by in the background, and as soon as the thing walks by, the baby darts up in the bed. I mean, sits up right when the thing is walking by, like the baby senses something. And they say that babies are very sensitive.
Yep.
It's when we get older that we lose that connection to the spirit
sense.
World.
We lose our sixth sense.
And when that thing walked by, my skin tingled on my face.
You can see it.
Hold on, so you believe this video that you saw on YouTube?
It's interesting.
On Yahoo, but you don't believe my orb from the last week?
I think your orb was just something in your camera of your phone. Because the same thing happened to me when I was with Tommy Jean in New York. I had a little light falling around, and it was the reflection of light.
I'm telling you,
we got to call Russell Rush.
I told you. A lot of people hit me up, and they said, that's an orb.
I think it's an iPhone 4.
Oh, wow. Wow.
First of all, it's an iPhone. I think it's a 5. Whatever. I've been trying to drop it and break it, but he won't.
Leave it accidentally.
Yeah.
No, because my pictures are in there.
No, mine's all cracked down the back, JC. I'm waiting, too. That's why we're both going naked.
Kelly, I do
not. No case.
I don't do the cloud. I've seen what happened.
What are you talking about?
Everybody can get your cloud stuff.
I bet you unintentionally have the cloud.
I don't know what's on my phone, but I don't want
it. How do you back up?
I put it on a hard drive.
What do you have to hide?
You take your phone out all the time to update a hard drive.
Yeah. Is that not good?
I do not believe you.
Not all the time. But here and there.
Gotta cloud that.
I don't want to cloud it. I don't even understand the cloud. So if I don't understand you, I don't want to deal with you. I don't understand the cloud.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We already gave away $700 this morning with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And now it's your turn to claim your money, Kid Nation. But you need to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE first.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A password is required to gain access into our vault, by the way. Hopefully you remember that. We just gave it to you about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna, give us a number.
Ooh, 19.
Caller number 19. You get to play Beat the Bank here in a couple minutes. And I'm really excited.
Why?
They released how long Avengers Infinity War, or I mean Endgame, is going to be.
How long?
You mean the
Avengers
runtime?
Endgame, the runtime.
Runtime for the movie? Okay.
Now, Infinity War was about 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Wow, that's long.
It was great.
It's a long movie, though.
I felt like I could have kept watching.
2:30 is long.
That's, yeah.
Well, according to AMC Theaters, because they released the official time, the running time, it's going to be 3 hours and 2 minutes long.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Why wouldn't they break that into two movies?
No.
Especially for kids with attention spans, right? They would make more money doing it in two.
No, I'm telling you, these Avenger movies, they keep your attention.
I know, I'm just saying from a money-making perspective to do two.
It would make sense. I mean, an average movie, you know, a decent movie could be an hour, you know, just short of 2 hours. Hour and a half to 2 hours. That's a decent movie.
How long was Titanic? Because that's the longest one I remember.
Four. It was long.
It was about the same,
yeah.
Right? When do you need to have an intermission? Because if you're going
to
be...
Well, they used to many, many years ago. They don't do that anymore.
No. I mean, now it's all about... You know,
now they have
turn
pee
in
apps.
The movie. Yeah, mm-hmm. Turn in
they
the
have,
movie theater.
Run they
pee.
Have apps that tell you it's time to go pee now.
The run and pee app?
And mm-hmm. Because this is what's happening. It's kind of a boring lull in the movie. Best time to go pee.
I might just have to get a catheter.
Yeah, probably so.
You know what? I hope you do. I want to put you through that.
Or
that
maybe,
sounds great.
Or maybe just a bottle.
Or
that
a diaper.
Doesn't sound as painful.
A diaper.
Yeah, a diaper would be good.
Why not?
An adult diaper for the movie?
Work for that crazy astronaut lady.
The one that drove across the country to find her man's?
Totally normal.
Yeah.
That was just commitment.
Al, would you be willing to wear a diaper with me to Avengers Endgame?
You could stop with wear a diaper with me.
Because I don't want to walk out. I'm so excited about this movie.
I don't want to wear a diaper anytime before it's absolutely necessary. And even when it is, I'm probably going to go another day or two.
Al's that guy that as soon as we sit down on the plane, he gets up to go pee.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, why didn't you just do that?
I did.
The movie does hit theaters April 26th. I believe that means we have gotten two Avengers movies before we got Big Al's Big Story, which is coming up on May 7th.
41 days away
from Big Al's Big Story right there. Anything new happening now?
Sure. No, not
because so many
lately.
People keep asking me about it.
Not lately. I have received a text message or two from a person or two involved. But I try to, I'm trying to remove myself from the whole situation. So
why? You should be getting more involved
you need to, get
to
us
make
more
it
juice.
Juicier. Yeah. Mm. Give us the juice.
The juicier, the better. Because it was already pretty juicy.
It's already pretty juicy, right?
Yeah.
Stop with that lie. To
what?
Begin with, it was not.
I think it's juicy.
Yeah, it's pretty juicy. Jason, thank you, JC. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
What happened to I Believe Anything Else Is? That was like...
I told you that was for a limited time only.
Mine's still intact.
Like 2 days? Like 48 hours?
Expired.
Yeah. I still believe him. So I was looking up some stuff about that Zoe girl, the A-Rod cheating scandal.
Yeah.
And then this headline caught my eye on the Daily Mail. Woman suffered a stroke from yoga after tearing a major blood vessel in her neck while performing a tricky hollow back handstand.
Oh, my.
And it was her?
What?
Oh. No, just another headline when he was looking at
the
story.
No, it wasn't her. It was just, you know how you're looking at a story and then out of the... It just caught my eye in the corner. No, it was not the girl.
Yeah. Some of those moves scare me.
See, that's why I got to stay out of the yoga studio.
That's it.
When I got my eggs frozen, they told me yoga was the one thing I couldn't do as my ovaries started to swell because if I twisted, I could twist the ovaries.
Oh, my.
They were like, yoga is the most important thing to refrain from doing as you're doing those, stimulating your ovaries. Yeah.
I saw a post on, I want to say it was Facebook, it could have been Instagram the other day, and it was a picture of a girl. She goes, I'm about to go do yoga. She had on yoga stuff or Lululemon or whatever. I'm about to go do yoga. And the next picture, it was her drinking a glass of yoga wine. The wine called yoga. I didn't know that existed, but that's a good way to do yoga and drink at the same time.
Now, her name is Rebecca Lee. She does film her yoga tutorials. She did suffer symptoms. She didn't really know that she had suffered a stroke. She now has daily headaches, memory loss, and struggles with speech, but she continues to practice yoga for an hour every day after that 6-week recovery.
Wow. Just don't do that move again.
The hollow back. Handstand.
Don't do that.
Which one's that one? Is that just
the hollow back
up against the wall?
I think that's when you do a handstand and you completely curve your back.
Isn't that bad for your back?
Your legs hanging over.
I would think. I don't think the spine is supposed to do.
If you're flexible, I guess you could do it. Girls do back bends all the time. I just can't. I've never been able to do a back bend.
Do your eyes hurt if you ever try to do like a handstand or a headstand? Like they feel like they're getting filled with blood and about to explode?
No.
Or is that just me?
That's just...
I'd probably not do that anymore.
Yeah, I keep trying it.
You get a lot of pressure like the blood rushes to your head.
Keep trying.
You keep doing it.
Why would you want that feeling?
I want to do a handstand.
Work on the splits. That's something that you can probably accomplish.
Yeah, but I hurt my groin.
I love a good child's pose.
My favorite's corpse.
I get so excited.
Corpse.
Yeah. Corpse.
Yeah, corpse.
Corpse hurts my back. It does.
You're just booked later.
It's called corpse.
I feel a full stretch in corpse position.
It's called corpse. How do you hurt yourself doing corpse?
I couldn't do corpse. At the end of the, when you just lie there,
yeah,
it would, my back would start to hurt. So I had to do the
you
fetal
put
position.
Something under you.
Baby hurts a little bit just because you got to spread your legs a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go rock back and forth.
There's nothing happy about my happy baby.
Of course, Kelly would get hurt on corpse.
I did.
All right, let's do it. Big guy, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's
come
do
on.
It.
Come on.
Agree with you. Nobody has time for that.
Yeah, you need. I need to tag up with somebody. Or
that's,
something.
That's about 2 hours and 50 minutes I could use to sleep.
Yeah,
you know?
Buddy.
That's what I could do right there. Jeremy, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and you?
Doing excellent out here, enjoying the sun in Daytona Beach, having a good time. What are you up to right now, Jeremy?
Actually, I'm sitting outside my dentist appointment office.
Oh,
what you getting done?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a root canal and come back and have them fix it later.
Mm-hmm. Fun times.
The root canal,
the old root canal.
Oh man, are you scared of the dentist? Or are you pretty good with it?
No, doesn't bother me a bit.
Oh, good.
I wish we would have caught Jeremy after he got that whole numbing thing going on. What's going on?
Yeah.
All right, Jeremy. Well, why don't we step up to the vault real quick?
Hello. Please enter your password.
Big Daddy.
That's right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
I'm kind of happy we got a dude playing, you know?
We may record that and play that back and, you know,
for sure.
For a long time to come.
Could you hear Jeremy sigh before he said,
I got to say,
Big Daddy.
Big
dang
Daddy.
It. All your boys are listening too, Jeremy. You know that, right? All right, Jeremy.
Well, I'm hoping not.
Well, you have gained access into our vaults. Which one did you decide to go with?
Number 3.
All right. Number three is all set to go for you. Here is Jenna Owens to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme, sir.
All right, Jeremy, you're going to be in there, and you're going to hear the bankers start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. We have no idea where he's going to stop. If you hear anything that ends in 1,000, that's definitely the highest number, and that could be 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. There's even a 10,000 lurking somewhere in there. It's just on you to say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go.
Got it, Big Daddy?
All right, man. Just make sure you yeah. They already give me the laughing, guys? All right, Jeremy, let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
$140. $240. $280. $340. $360. $430. $510. $570. $590. $680. $850.
You were going for it, weren't you, Jeremy?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? I would walk into that dentist's office, sit in that chair, and say, I don't need no Novocaine.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I'm numb from the pain.
I don't recommend that.
Jeremy, take the Novocaine.
You're the man. Yeah. You are the man. Pain doesn't scare you.
We do admire your bravery.
Yeah. Hey, you can't win it all unless you go for it all,
that's
Jeremy.
Right.
And you went for it, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you,
that's
though.
That's right. Aww, thank
man.
You.
All right, Jeremy.
Aww. All right. That does suck when he loses and then he has to go get a root canal.
That's one of those days,
that's
you know.
A day.
Lose, beat the bank, and you got to get a root canal.
That's a bad day right there.
But the good news is, Jeremy, you can try to play again, sir. Beat the Bank Extreme comes back tomorrow with 2 more chances for you. Make sure you're listening to get your password at 7:10 and 8:10 Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sun's out, guns out here in Daytona Beach. I'll tell you that right now.
Don't say that on the plane.
What? Sun's out, guns out. Of course not.
Because there was a guy on that. What did he say, White Cheddar? The gun show is here.
The gun show is here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't say the gun show's here. You can't say I'm the bomb. You can't none of that
this
on the plane.
This is the gun show. Oh, gosh.
What? What's wrong with having some guns?
Nothing. But so, don't tell everybody.
That's grossing you out?
Yeah. It's just some things that dudes just shouldn't say. And
oh,
that's
really?
One of them. Yes. The gun show's right here.
I didn't know Al was so upset about that. Speaking of Big Al.
Before he said, it's okay if someone like Russ wears the shirt.
Right.
But
it is.
It's not okay if the guy is the bodybuilder.
Anyway. Yeah. This
why?
Just like,
so
just
the scrawny guy can wear, but not the butt.
Yeah,
it's just kind of a...
You wear shirts that say stupid things.
Exactly.
Like you pee in
stupid
pools.
Stupid things.
But you do
fine.
Pee in pools.
Stupid things, fine. The ripped guy shouldn't wear a shirt saying how ripped he is. The gun show's right here.
Let's start a fashion segment with Al. His fashion
yeah.
rules.
What guys cannot wear.
Yeah.
Starting with everything Al wears. From the text, I was wondering, is Al a flat world believer? I believe like he could be. I believe like he could be.
Are you
Have you heard
earth?
Of this conspiracy, Big Al? It's on Netflix.
I've heard of it. No, I went to enough geography classes to at least know that. In fact, we went to a planetarium yesterday.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was
man.
Very cool. And it was not
it's
a flat
super round.
Topic.
Yeah, everything out there is super round.
All that does. When we go to a planetarium is make me just my brain just explodes.
JC and I had this conversation
so
about it was so
just,
I haven't had one of those you know little lessons in a while, but it's just incredible that people think there's not life on other planets after seeing
man.
That
and from the text as well we were just talking about oh, by the way, Al, what is flatter, the Earth or the universe? Yeah. The world wants
should've
to
asked
know.
That yesterday when he was asking.
You should have, Al. You missed a great opportunity.
Yeah, I did.
So we were talking about Avengers Endgame. You know, that's going to be 3 hours long. From the text, my Avengers crazy friend has been informed that there will be an intermission at Endgame. So, guys, please don't embarrass yourselves by wearing diapers. I'll still wear one just in case. Good, because you do not get up at an Avengers movie. You got to watch it all. You might miss something. But Anna, you found a really cool job where you can make some money and not that much work.
Yes. I am very excited for Endgame. And I also am always looking for money. Mm-hmm. So it was a perfect combo. So CableTV.com is actually looking for someone to binge watch all of the Marvel movies in order before Endgame. And they're going to pay you $1,000 to live tweet your experience.
Oh.
Is
cool.
there a timeline that you have to do this in? Like back to back without stopping? Yeah. It says it'll be like a 20 movie marathon. Which they didn't say anything about like taking naps in the middle or anything. And I don't know if like I think when you do all 20 movies it adds up to about like 40-ish hours. So that's kind of a lot of time for $1,000, but you're getting paid to just watch all the Marvel movies. And you can't skip any, so you have to watch The Incredible Hulk also. So
I wish someone had done this with Game of Thrones since I watched the whole series without pausing.
Same. If I would have gone $1,000 for that, that would have been great.
100%. A lot of people are going to do that just for free anyways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it's cool. And you can just, like, I think they're just asking you to type up, like, 200 words on why you're the best candidate for it, and you need to be a Marvel enthusiast.
Why
and then they're going to ask you to, like, rank the movies and everything.
Need to not have a job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 40 hours
oh,
to
Oh, just
spare.
Take a week off. That could be your vacation, but you're making money on your vacation.
You just have to stay up at least 40 hours.
Yeah.
I saw
cool?
a job the other day. A couple was looking for a nanny to dress up like a princess or something.
I just, saw that.
And they're paying her
a lot of money.
A lot of money to just be a nanny, but dressed as a Disney princess the whole time.
All the time.
Yeah. She has to switch up.
Permanent
princesses.
Princess.
Yeah. So cool. And by the way, for Endgame, you know, you get 1 hour of love for each hour of the movie, thanks to Third Love, I heard.
Oh, yes? Have you heard that? I'm telling
nice
you,
segue.
I get a lot of love in my direct messages for Third Love. In fact, just yesterday, I was going through some of my messages at home and said, Kelly, how have you not mentioned Third Love's nursing bras? She said they are the most comfortable, most perfect nursing bra they've ever experienced. And, you know...
You didn't nurse. You didn't know.
That's not something I needed, so I wasn't aware that Third Love also offers nursing bras. So if you're looking for that perfect nursing bra, if you're just looking for a bra that fits because you're tired of going to the department store, you're tired of buying them off the rack, and, you know, 136C, does it fit like the next 36C? What is going on? With Third Love, you get the Fit Finder quiz, and you
You can take about a minute, figure out the exact size you need, order it, try it on at home, and you have 60 days to wear it, wash it, test it. If you don't love it, send it back. Third Love washes it and donates it to a woman in need. It's a wonderful company that really just wants to make the bra experience a beautiful one for women. And people who try it absolutely love it, and they message me all the time, and I appreciate you for that. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering Kid Nation 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/KIDD right now. You'll find your perfect fitting bra. You'll get 15% off your first purchase at thirdlove.com/kid. Say 15% today.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.